A frail man in prison stripes shuffles across a frozen airport tarmac, shackled and guarded by a Texas Ranger whose Silver Star badge catches the November light. He looks harmless, emaciated, unassuming, broken. Yet this man commanded the absolute devotion of 10,000 souls who believed his every utterance came directly from God. Warren Jeffs didn't just lead a church, he constructed an entire parallel universe where constitutional rights dissolved at the border, where children were currency, and where questioning authority could mean eternal damnation or worse. What happens when religious freedom becomes a shield for systematic abuse? When faith transforms into a weapon wielded by a single man against thousands? The story of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints isn't just about one dangerous cult. It's a disturbing reminder that totalitarian control can flourish in America's backyard, hidden behind the language of divine revelation. Driving into Short Creek feels like crossing into a different nation. The twin towns of Colorado City, Arizona, and Hilldale, Utah, function as a theocracy where Warren Jeffs' word supersedes the Constitution. Pickup trucks with dark-tinted windows force visitors off roads. Police officers call Uncle Warren for instructions before making decisions. A 300-pound marshal throws legal documents down, declaring they mean nothing. This isn't religious freedom. It's systematic lawlessness enabled by isolation and willful blindness from authorities. The FLDS controls everything: housing, employment, utilities, movement. Members live in homes owned by the United Effort Plan Trust, where all assets are pooled and controlled by leadership. Step out of line, and you lose everything: home, job, family. Understanding Warren requires understanding his father, Rulon, who perfected a half-century of unchecked power. In 1938, Rulon's father revealed a secret polygamous life and introduced him to fundamentalism. Rulon immediately demanded additional wives, divorcing his first when she refused. He accumulated dozens of wives and rose through fundamentalist ranks, eventually controlling millions through the United Effort Plan Trust using his tax accounting skills. Warren, born prematurely in 1955, became his father's favorite despite being the 14th child. By 21, he ran Alta Academy, perfecting control through fear. Students described savage beatings and sexual abuse disguised as religious discipline. His hypnotic monotone broadcasts left many functionally illiterate but thoroughly conditioned to obey. When Rulon Jeffs died in September 2002, Warren had promised his father would live for centuries. At the funeral, wives sang, "Our prophet is caught up," expecting resurrection. Instead, Warren seized control, announcing, "Hands off my father's wives." Breaking biblical taboo, he claimed them himself. Most submitted. Those who refused faced threats and ostracism. With mounting legal pressure, Warren disappeared, establishing hideouts nationwide. His masterpiece, a 1,371-acre compound near El Dorado, Texas, codenamed R-17 or Zion. He told neighbors they were building a hunting lodge. In reality, he constructed a four-level temple with a wheeled table converting to a bed in the Holy of Holies, complete with plastic covering and ropes, its horrifying purpose unmistakable. The FLDS operates on a calculated demographic imbalance. The practice of polygamy creates a mathematical problem, requiring more women than men, making young males systematically expendable. These displaced youth, often called lost boys, are expelled for minor infractions, watching television, unbuttoning shirt collars, talking to girls. Children as young as 11 are transported to distant locations and instructed to sever all family contact. In one documented case, a 12-year-old was taken to dinner by his father, informed that Warren had deemed him unsuitable for the community, then left without family support. Hundreds have been removed this way, creating a vulnerable population lacking education or familial resources. Meanwhile, girls faced a parallel form of exploitation. Warren accelerated arranged marriages between adolescent girls and significantly older men, declaring that age restrictions did not apply to religious unions. In November 2003, he arranged for 13-year-old Ida Valette Jessup to be married, telling her father she would be raised up as a daughter and gradually as a wife, while privately documenting that she appeared ready for marriage. These arrangements represented systematic exploitation of minors, using religious doctrine to legitimize what would otherwise be recognized as abuse under legal and ethical standards. FLDS doctrine teaches that certain sins exceed Christ's atonement requiring blood atonement, where sinners shed their own blood for forgiveness. Every former member confirms this doctrine, though none witnessed it firsthand. Warren described the ritual in detail: the sinner bound to a stone altar, throat cut, blood partially consumed by priesthood members to seal their secrecy oath, the rest burned as God's offering. Ron Robach was ordered to love his daughter enough to carry out the edict after Warren commanded him to pray night and day for the Lord to destroy her. Only Canadian authorities intervened. Warren tested his power in 2001 after a guard dog killed a convert's baby, declaring pets had no place among pure and clean people. After a grace period, enforcers rounded up all Short Creek dogs, took them to Barry Knoll, and electrocuted them with jumper cables. The howls echoed across the valley. No dogs or cats exist in FLDS strongholds today, proof followers would sacrifice anything when commanded. Warren's capture came on August 28, 2006, when a Nevada Highway Patrol officer pulled over a red Cadillac Escalade containing police scanners, GPS devices, laptops, dozens of cell phones, disguises, $54,000 in cash, and keys to 10 luxury SUVs. At trial, witness Alyssa Wall delivered devastating testimony about her forced underage marriage to her cousin and Warren's refusal to help her. On September 25, 2007, Jeffs was convicted and sentenced to 2 consecutive 5 years-to-life terms. Though later overturned on a technicality, his followers saw it as divine intervention. On March 29, 2008, a woman called a family shelter claiming to be a 16-year-old FLDS member forced into marriage. Texas Rangers raided the YFC ranch on April 3, where Bishop Merrill Jeffs stalled while FLDS men positioned trucks along the entrance. Authorities discovered hundreds more residents than claimed and removed 463 children over several days. Inside the temple, investigators battered through massive oak doors to find secret passageways leading to an underground bunker. Behind an 18-inch steel door lay Warren Jeffs' priesthood record, detailed chronicles documenting his crimes, including sexual assaults on children. Warren Jeffs sits in a Texas prison cell. Yet his control endures. Thousands revere him as a martyr, with jail cell replicas serving as shrines. From prison, he removed leaders and ordered followers to surrender all possessions. Many complied without question. Generations of intermarriage created a genetic catastrophe. Short Creek has the world's highest concentration of fumarase deficiency, a devastating disease causing brain abnormalities, deformities, and seizures. Church leaders refuse genetic testing, calling it interference with God's will. Warren's genius was spreading culpability among followers, securing loyalty through fear of exposure, a fear touching nearly every FLDS family. Investigations continue, but charges against leadership remain elusive. The real challenge isn't convincing investigators, but awakening elected officials to systematic abuse among their constituents. Until FLDS leadership accepts responsibility and commits to protecting children, vigilance remains essential. This isn't ancient history. It's happening now, in America, to children who deserve better than a childhood defined by fear, abuse, and a predator who called himself a prophet.